Welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. If you're planning to make the most out of teenage while you can, then you're in the right place. On this show, we talk about all sorts of positivity, like motivation, productivity, and manifestation. This is going to be quite the journey, and I promise you're not going to want to miss it. Make teenage the best part of your life with me, Dia. Now let's begin. Hey, hi, hello, what's up? Welcome or welcome back to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Thea. Today for the episode number 7, we are talking all about mental health and breakdowns / are we too young? I'm honestly so excited for this episode, but at the same time, this is the perfect time to be recording this because you only 100% mean something when you're actually going through it. And right now, considering with everything that's going on, I might be having a very little equation of anxiety. I mean, I really don't know if I can give it that big a word. But still, because my exams are right around the corner, like 10 days are still left, I'm not done with my entire course. I mean, I know with my schedule I am going to catch up, but then I'm still not done. And I don't know, it just makes me a little anxious. I cannot go downstairs to play because I don't have the time. I'm getting all my daily work done, like the priority wise. I'm getting it done, but then number one, I'm not having any sort of fun, and number two, I don't feel good nowadays, but it's okay, it doesn't matter, it'll get better in a few days, it always does. And yeah, so moving forward, we have topic number one, that is, does age become a barrier? And of course, like, keeping this as the topic for today's episode was one of the main reasons for that was to explain how teenagers actually do have mental health. They actually do go through mental health issues. And yeah, we need to give more importance to it maybe. But we're going to get into it later on. So, of course, as I just said, age is never a barrier when it comes to mental health. I mean, I don't know if there's like a threshold in the actual world. But I know that 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds, they have mental health too. Like, just tell me this thing. You must have heard some story of, you know, maybe people having some sort of, I don't know, insecurity because of their disability or something. I don't know. That's just an example that came in my head. Maybe some body positivity issue. Maybe their parents fight a lot. You know, I mean, childhood traumas are so normal nowadays. Like, children from the age of 3 to 7 do actually go through traumas when they see stuff like their parents fighting every day, getting divorced or something, I don't know. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, sexual harassment, so many sensitive topics that I would hate touching on right now, but I guess you guys get the gist of it. So that is just an example to explain how age is never a barrier. And I'm speaking about teenagers here, like they're honestly 10 years older than the people I'm talking about. So it's pretty obvious that they do have mental health too. And especially in this in these past few years with the pandemic, it is getting on the verge of the worst mental health anybody has ever gone through, for like literally everybody, and especially for teenagers. Like, the years in which we had to, you know, get exposed to the world, have the most exposure, learn new stuff, you know, everything, meet our friends, socialize, learn socializing. All of that has gone into hell. I mean, I know a lot of people have suffered way, way, way more than this. But I'm just saying it. As teenagers, everybody has gone through that. So, yeah, I guess that explains the point that mental health is never going to see your age before it, you know, happens to you. Like, not mental health, sorry. Depression or anxiety or trauma or, I don't know, any sort of worse condition in mental health. Okay, moving on to our second topic, which is, what exactly is mental health? So just like your physical health, mental health is like for your mind, what physical health is for your body. Basically, the health of your mind, yeah. I think that's the good way to express it. Of course, I'm not talking about like brain tumor or something. That is, I guess it still gets counted under physical health. Mental health is more emotional and, you know, what you feel, what you dream and stuff, what you analyze, what goes inside of your brain, hypothetically would be the right word. So that is what mental health is. Depression, anxiety, trauma, insecurities, and, you know, I don't know, all this stuff gets counted under mental health. So yeah, that's, I think that would be the very simplest way to define mental health. And moving forward, we have to come on what are the symptoms and stages. So okay, on this I really want to say this before I get continue with the rest of the episode. I am not a professional. I don't know any, if any, all of this is, you know, I don't know, 100% trustable. This is from what I've read. I know I'm not misleading you in any way. Like, all I'm saying, it's going to be true. I just don't know if it's 100% true. And my advice is going to be like, just a pep talk or an opinion from a friend. It's not going to be an advice from a therapist or an adult. So make sure you take it that way. Okay, so symptoms and stages for me, I'm going to just say what I have been through and what I do generally on this sort of situation. For me, the signs are like, basically I'd rather eat too much food than I normally do, or I'd eat nothing at all, and generally it's nothing at all. I just skip my diet, and you know, just crying unnecessarily and not hanging out with my friends, skipping the things that usually make me happy, not finding the right motivation to do anything, not speaking properly to anybody, like, you know, becoming 10 times more introverted than I already am. And anyway, whenever I talk to someone in a bad state of mental health, I will not be polite. I mean, I hate that about myself, but judging from my short temper, I will not be polite. And I'm not, it's super irritating when people blame this on periods. Like, I get it, periods come with mood swings, but every single time I lose my temper, it's not because of periods. Get that straight in your head. And neither is it for any other girl. So yeah, these are the symptoms for me. And I think these are the symptoms for like a lot of teenagers. Yeah, talking back to your parents and stuff, that's something all of us do. So DM me if there are any other things you have in mind for symptoms of a bad mental health situation. Like, you know, when whatever you do to make others understand, or whatever you think is significant in your behavior while in a bad state of mental health. And okay, so now the next thing, now that we've actually come to the stage where we accept that we have bad mental health, you know, I spoke to you about the symptoms, I spoke to you about mental health as a topic, I told you that age is not a barrier, so you know you have a mental health, you know how to figure out if you're not in a good state of it. Now we're going to come to the part where we talk about whom to reach out to. So I really don't know about you guys, but until now, at this point of life, I don't have one friend I can 100% trust. I don't have a best friend right now, which is not something to be sad on, I guess. I mean, not for me, it's not something to be sad about. But anyway, I don't have as close friends to, you know, just open up about my mental health. Because if I'm going to, you know, just give out the brutal truth at the end, it is that the people you trust are the only people that are capable of hurting you. And if my family hurts me, I know I'll find my way back to them, and I know they have pure intentions while they do it. But while my friends do that, I at the same time realize that the person I trusted all the time turned out to be a toxic, manipulative person. Yeah. So that's something that breaks it even more, my heart. It breaks my heart even more. So don't put your trust into someone that easily, especially not at friends, I guess. I mean, for me, it doesn't work. And even on even for family, like, at least we are, you know, crossing the boundary with the family that they will always have pure intentions. But at the same time, they can have pure intentions and still hurt you, like break your heart. And unintentionally, and I'm pretty sure they will feel bad about it, but they can do it. And that's what we're trying to prevent. So sometimes it's like, you know what, I can't trust my sibling because maybe they say something that triggers me. Maybe they end up making me feel worse than I was feeling before. So don't take the risk. I would just say that if there are two people in your family, maybe your father, maybe your cousin, sister, some people that random, really people that random. But if you know that you can put your trust into that person, and that person has put trust into you, and you can give yourself if you can give yourself assurance that that person would not hurt you, that is the sign that you can talk to that person. So choose the person wisely. Once you have decided to choose the person, we come to our next stage, which is how to reach out. Now, okay, we've thought of the person, this is the person I'm going to talk to. How do I talk? Even, you know, I mean, I understand that we all know how to talk right now, but it can be super hard, confusing, and it can make you super nervous to talk to someone about your mental health. There are literally 99 questions in your head going on around when you're talking to that person. And the first question that pops in my head is that, what if they don't take it seriously? And trust me, a lot of people don't. A lot of people haven't till now. So that is a completely valid question. That's why I'm saying choose a person you 100% trust, and even then you will have some questions. So here's how you can talk. Start the conversation by talking about something in general, and try to be polite, because if it's somebody like your sister, I'm pretty sure you'll it's like I would. So yeah, start the conversation politely. When you've built that, you know, soft and trustable or comfortable bubble with her in that conversation, with him or her, whatever, that's the time you need to open it up. Like, you need to tell them that I want to talk about my mental health. After saying that sentence, they will say yes, come talk to me. They will prioritize what you're saying. Even if they don't, you can force them, but make sure you don't force them too much, because if they're not interested in knowing about your mental health, trust me, that is one sign that that's not the right person that you've chosen. So yeah, once you've gotten to the stage where they are ready to talk, and even you are ready to talk, that's when you have to tell them what's going on in your life. Don't tell them that you think you have anxiety at first, okay? They may not take it seriously. Just saying they may not take it seriously. So the first thing you're going to do is tell them what's going on in your life and what makes you say that you're not in a good state of mental health. Tell them about all of your problems. Define them in detail. And, you know, it can be nervous and, you know, uncomfortable at once. But once you start talking, once you've opened up about one or two things, it's going to come out in a flow. Like, I've tried doing that, so it will come out in a flow. Try going with that, I don't know, scheme, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so that's how you open up. And once you have, the last thing you're going to tell them is that, I think I may have anxiety. I mean, of course, when you're talking to them, I really, really hope that you're not talking to a therapist directly. I hope you're consulting an adult first. Like, not just consulting, at least opening up. So, yeah, you're going to tell them how crucial or serious your situation is. You're going to tell them that you think you have anxiety or depression or whatever the problem is, and they might be quiet for 1 minute. Their reaction might not be the way you expected it to be, but wait for 2 minutes. Just see if they are understanding. If they say something that hurts you, I know a lot of people are going to be like, you can still try to talk to them as they're your family, but I would say walk the hell out of the room. I mean, I would, because it gives me such bad breakdowns. Like, I don't even want to talk about it, but it gives me such bad breakdowns when someone does not take what I'm saying seriously, especially it's about my health. So that's why I walk out of the room. I really hope your person does not say that, because I'm pretty sure you've put some thought in selecting that person. But still, if that's what they do, you need to walk out the room and choose the correct person once again. Okay, that's what you need to do. But if they are interested, if they start, you know, understanding what you're saying, that is when your problems are solved. Like, that problem is solved, actually. That's when you can talk to them about each and everything you're thinking. You can be transparent with them, but make sure they have a soft spot and they're making you feel good. And all the advices that they're giving you are coming from a pure heart. Make sure that that goes on. And once it happens, boom, you've spoken to them. If they think that the situation is crucial, they will tell you to go to a therapist. And belonging to an Indian household, it is not that easy to, you know, just not stay at home. Like, they will not be that dependent upon a therapist. So you can be more direct about that. You can tell them what the benefits are. You can tell them that you've put a lot of trust into talking to them about this, and you really expect them to take this seriously. So I really hope that you can make your way through making them understand about how to go to a therapist. Like, that is one thing I cannot help, because every household has a different mindset. So once they have understood that, if the situation is not that crucial, you know, if you yourself think that you don't need to go to a therapist, the problem is solved then and there. But if you do think, then there's a specific way you can do that too. And as I said before, that specific way cannot be opened by me. I really don't know. Every household has its own, I don't know, properties, I guess. Yeah, so that's how you reach out. Okay, now getting better. Okay, the last two parts are not exactly about how to get mental health help. Like, they are actually about that, but we're done with, like, the therapist and, you know, talking to the family, trusting people, all that part. The second last stage of this episode is getting better. For me, I think you can make not all the bonds, like until and unless you're a complete extrovert, I'm pretty sure it's not easy for you to create bonds. Even for extroverts, you know, trustable bonds are not created easily with anybody. So choose the person, okay? And build your trust with that person. Trust me, when you have that one person you can tell anything to, it helps so, so, so much. And eventually the trust will become mutual. Even they'll start opening up to you. And, you know, having one person as your personal diary, I know it sounds funny, but it can actually contribute a lot to good mental health. So yeah, that's one thing you can do to get better at on fields of mental health. And hopping on to the last topic, which is external help. For me, I'm going to say there are four things you can do: positivity, motivation, affirmations, and manifestation. Okay, so these four, including manifestation, are the four aspects. Sorry. These are the four aspects that can get you in a very good state of mental health. Like this can literally switch over the entire situation. For me, honestly, I went through some breakdowns, but I did not want to open up to anybody because at that point of time, I could not trust anyone. So these are the four things I followed. Like, you know, for these four, I think there are so many things I can talk about. But just think about it, you know, staying positive, staying motivated, manifesting, and, you know, affirmating, you know, just telling yourself positive affirmations every single morning. These four things can really help you guys out. Now, it's your call on how to get them, but if you achieve those four, you will be in a good state of mental health, and I really promise that to you, you will be. Okay, I guess that is it for this episode, guys. I really hope it helped out. If you guys want any specific episode recommendations, feel free to DM me on Instagram. I would love nothing more than making that episode for you. Thank you so much for 500 followers on the Gen Z Pod. Our Instagram page, there have been so many big changes. There is a giveaway going on, so much madness going on around that page. Like, I really love the way it's growing so fast. But thank you so much for all the love, guys. I hope that you guys are safe, wearing masks, you know, not stepping out of your houses until necessary. So yeah, stay home, stay safe, have a great day, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.